listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. As you always are around this time, we are live Friday, Pacific Standard Time, on the Pacific Coast, 11 a.m., wherever you're at listening in the world. You want to be on my couch? Enjoy, relax, because I've got a great show for you to do today. This is Dr. Michelle, your friendly psychologist. And, of course, I'll be taking calls, as I usually am. If you'd like to give me a call here live, you can do so. I just love that music. Oh. So sexy. It's never too early, never too late to hear the Capital Suns. Oh, baby. Okay. All right, Michelle, calm down. Ah. Oh. I don't know about you, but I'm hot. I'm ready. yeah, what I'm going to do today is what I call Free for All Friday, where we take a lot of emails. We and my producer, who's not here today, actually, gathered a lot of great emails. And what we're going to be doing is responding to them. What am I, the queen? I'm talking in the third. We would be responding to them. Yeah, me and my brain. And possibly my mouth will be responding to your emails. And if you want to give me a call here live on the air, you have questions or problems or issues, sure, go ahead. That's cool. We'll do that. It's 323-203-0815. 323 is the area code, 203-0815. And, yeah, I'll be happy to talk with you if you'd like. Otherwise, no, it's okay. You can call in. That's cool. What I'll be doing is answering a lot of questions that you sent me. Via email, you can contact me through my website, which is drmichelletherapy.com, drmichelle with two L's, therapy.com. I also talk a lot about, you know, making positive life changes for yourself. Yeah, positive life changes. In other words, it exists for you in the mind and action. You have to make positive life changes for yourself and how to do those things. And that's what I talk about a lot in my therapy and also on my website. And, of course, if you want to write me like many of the folks who I will be reading their emails from on my email address, which is docmichelle@AOL.com. That's D-O-C Michelle, two L's, at AOL.com. So we're going to be dealing with a lot of questions. Generally, it kind of looks like we have relationship stuff today, as usual. Some self-esteem issues, maybe. Stopping negative thoughts, which is about self-esteem as well. So we're going to talk about cheating, and we're going to talk about inappropriate questions to ask someone when you're seeing them or on a date. Just stupid things that you probably shouldn't go there. You know, you got to take care of yourself. Also, online dating questions, too. I've got somebody who's been having some bad luck with turkeys. A lot of not her types. And people who lie. We all lie. Well, I don't. Usually. Unless it's to be more tactful to someone about how they're coming off. But, you know, usually the online dating scene, you got to, it's like a PR job, you know? Right. Those online dating services are like your agent, and you have to look good, and you have to sound good, and all that stuff. But if you go too far, guys, ladies, you're going to come off as something who you aren't. And then when you really actually start talking to that person and you actually decide to really possibly meet them, then you're going to be embarrassed that you said and did all those things, because that's not who you really are if you're lying about your profile and what you look like. But you know that. You've met those people, too. All right, let's get started, and I'm going to answer a question that I thought was really interesting from a listener. And I don't know. It's a long letter, so I'll try to kind of cut it down a little bit. It's from Rhonda. And she says, Dear Dr. Michelle, I'm in a long-distance relationship. He is literally on the other side of the country. We haven't seen each other since July, and since then he's refused to give me any form of intimacy. Oh, I see. She says, no sexy or romantic letters, no phone sex. Because I'm thinking, well, how can he give you intimacy? Okay, so you're talking, yeah, long-distance stuff. He rarely sends me pictures. He never sends me emails anymore. He never tells me I'm beautiful anymore. He never tells me how much he misses me or how much he loves me. He's told me a grand total of 3 times that he loves me since July. I've tried many times to tell him how important it is to me to have these small little reminders. Well, indeed, good. You're telling him how you feel and what you need. She says he used to be very romantic and write me letters all the time, and he used to talk to me for long periods of time about romantic things and tell me every so often all the little dirty things he was going to do to me on our next visit. He refuses to tell me these things now. Whenever I try to initiate phone sex, he gets angry with me and yells at me. I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. Because he sounds like a strange person. He's moved away, and he's done with you. Oh, I like this one. She said, or he'll let me talk for a long period of time, only to find out he's been playing a computer game instead of paying attention to me. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Whenever I try talking about romance, he gets angry. When I talk to him about cuddling and how much I miss him and being in his arms, he does a huffy sigh like he is annoyed. Sometimes I start crying and whining, and he yells at me for it. Okay. 3 weeks ago, I decided to go out with this other guy. I'm not entirely sure it was a bad thing. This other guy actually is now listening to my relationship problems with my long-distance boyfriend, and I told him I've been thinking of leaving my man. He advised me to wait until Christmas vacation where we'll see each other. Pretty sad I'm talking relationship. Oh, I'm taking relationship advice from the guy I am dating and cheating on my fiance with. Okay. I want to end it. At the same time, I hate the idea that I'd given up. I don't want to wait until after Christmas vacation, because if nothing changes, then what do I do? Okay. Rhonda? Dump the guy back east. Dump him. Just stop the relationship. You've already put it out there. You've already told him you love him. You already told him what you need, romantic love, letters, emails. You miss him. You want to cuddle with him. He's going, on the phone? What's up with it? Just tell him that at this time in your life, it's probably best not to have a continuing relationship since he's yelling at you. And especially when you cry and say you miss him and you are not getting anything from him anymore. Dump him! That's it! Move on! And you know what, Rhonda, darling? Stop telling this new guy about your long-distance relationship problems with this other guy. Guys and ladies don't want to hear about someone else you're dating and problems with them. Okay? The fact that this guy is seeing you, I don't know what's going on with you, if you're having sex with him or whatever, that's cool, whatever you want to do, honey. But the fact that he's with you and hearing this drama that you're talking about with your ex, or you're not even an ex yet, with your other relationship, what? Come on. What's this guy about? Why does he want to be with you when you've got a long-distance relationship, a long-term, and you're engaged? What's up with him? I think you need to get some counseling. Go to therapy, Rhonda. Because you're just very needy, and I think you ought to move on. How's that? Don't wait until Christmas to break up with him. That's weird. Just do it now. Be honest. Say, you know what? this ain't working. You're mean. You're hurting my feelings. You laugh when I start crying. You ignore me. You yell at me when I tell you I miss you. Get rid of him. Say this is not working. And get some help. Because somebody who keeps crawling back and, please, I love you. Please want me. Please. You haven't gotten the hint by now, girl. You need some self-esteem therapy. So move on. Move on. Get some help, though. Get a little bit more of a sense of who you are and what you need. Because for some reason, you like to put yourself through this stuff. And I don't think it's real healthy for you. Nor anybody. How's that? I really appreciate you writing. You can respond back to me. Let me know how you feel about this. Just contact me here at the station, latalkradio.com. You can just click on my website. Or you can email me. But Rhonda, darling, I'm trying not to be mean to you, but come on, girl. What is it going to take for you? The guy's not interested anymore. All right? I can see this, and I'm just listening to your letter. Get rid of him. Move on. Get some more self-esteem. Here we go. Dear Dr. Michelle, we are moving on. This is from Josh. Dear Dr. Michelle, I met a cute, in parentheses, hot blonde girl. He had to put that. It's very important. Same age as me. 43. A couple of weeks ago on a social bicycle ride. That's cool. I emailed her a couple of days later for a date. She agreed to do that, and we had a great time. We hiked along the harbor, wherever that is. Found out she's into dancing and thought that would be a good second date, but no luck. Suggested it again, but no luck. She's a good dancer and apparently meets a lot of her friends at clubs and dances all night. Okay. I am not too good of a dancer, though, and I've told her that. Well, doesn't matter. After figuring where I stood on the dancing, we arranged to go on another relaxed full-day hike along the coast. Had a great day. She mentioned we'd go ice skating for our third date, which I said sounded fun. But when I tried to get a day or a time for that date, she avoided me. And she seemed busy. All righty. Oh, I'm not expecting anything much as it is early, but I do feel a little uncomfortable competing with her many other dates as she seems she's very busy and told me she's dating other guys. I've let her know that I'm getting dance lessons and that it sounds fun and I would enjoy meeting lots of people as well. Good for you. Good for you. I'm being proactive and probably will meet more women getting the dancing lessons as well, so all is good. Well, you're a good guy. I like you. You're being proactive. If you really want to pursue this lady, and you're saying, hey, I'm getting dancing lessons so I can be really good, that's really neat. And you're going to meet people. You're going to get a plus out of that as well. Let's see here. She has agreed to go on a full-day sailing outing with me and the crew out in the ocean, but this is 3 weeks away. Is this planning too far ahead? Okay. I guess the point is how to go from being one of many guys she's dating to the one. Well, I just keep asking her out. Sounds like she is busy. Sounds like she has a lot of other guys she's seeing. And that's okay. Don't get obnoxious. Don't get pushy. Don't get weird. Keep having a lot of fun on the dates. Keep being yourself. And don't worry about it. It's 3 weeks out. That is kind of a ways away. If you like somebody that they're, you know, they have to schedule you in their calendar book of dates. That's a little frustrating. So, Josh, my big advice to you would be keep pursuing her if you're interested. Don't be too weird or creepy. The fact that you have told her that you're going to take dance lessons because you're just insecure about your dancing, that's cool. Make it for you and not for her, though. And also, most important, please keep dating other people. Put it out there. Don't be pining over this one lady waiting for another 3 weeks until she goes sailing with you. Just start going out with other people. You sound like a great guy. Hiking, biking, you want to take dance lessons, you want to go ice skating. You sound like a great, fun guy to hang out with. Wow. You know, so don't come off so needy. And I'm not talking about games. Just get busy yourself with other ladies, too. You know, if you're not always available to her and, like, waiting on her and, she sounds like she's used to the attention. She knows she's cute. Be busy, too, and do other things. But, you know, keep putting it out there that you like her. But don't come off too strong. You know? Someone who seems really satisfied with themselves and busy with other parts of their lives are much more intriguing. Okay, Josh, that's just a little hint. But I'm so, God, you sound so cool. You're going to take dancing lessons. I love that. What a cool guy. You're being proactive, and that's what you got to do. Get yourself out there. So thank you for emailing me. You're listening to LA Talk Radio. This is Dr. Michelle, as I am every Friday at this time on the couch with you. I'm a licensed psychologist. We do not have a therapeutic relationship, but what I do is try to help you out with your stuff. And I encourage you to email me. You can call me as well. We have a live line here on the air, 323-203-0815, 203-0815. That's fine. But today we're Free for All Friday, and I'm reading a lot of emails that you had written to me, a lot of relationship questions, self-esteem stuff, and I encourage you to do so. If you click on my website here on LA Talk Radio, you just go to Channel 1, and I'm right there. And then you can email me. You can link up to my email address or my website. So here we go. Let's move on. Oh, good. I love these online dating service questions. Let's go to that. Dear Dr. Michelle, the guy I was communicating with for about 4 months was a guy I met through an online dating service. Alrighty. In my profession, it's really hard to find guys that are single. Oh, so I decided online was and is the best way for me to meet guys. And that may be right for me. Okay. I knew deep down the guy had lost interest in me. I like to have some kind of goodbye to the people I meet in life. So I wrote him an email letting him know very briefly how I felt about him and that I knew he was not interested in me anymore. I wished him luck in his life pursuits and ended any further communication with him, or so I think. My question is, does a closure email make me come across as being too emotional or needy? Have any of you ever ended a potential relationship with a goodbye email or phone call? This is out there to you listeners. Do you guys do that? If somebody's kind of not interested in you or you're not interested in them, do you write a closure email or do you have a closure phone call? This is what she's asking. She wants to know if it's appropriate. I want to clarify that my email was not gushy or sloppy or weird. I wish us both luck in finding the people we're looking for to enjoy life with. Thanks for any advice or opinions in this matter, Natalie. Natalie, you know, you sound really cool. That's nice. A lot of people don't sometimes have the comfort with a closure email or phone call saying, hey, it didn't work out, but it was nice meeting you. Good luck. That's pretty, you know, there's a lot of self-confidence in that. So I think it's cool. I mean, if you feel good. See, it's all about you feeling okay. Because if the person has decided to move on and they're not calling you back or they're not communicating with you, It's you know, it's probably okay for you to say, hey, it's all good, you know, I don't know you even that well, and you know, it was just nice talking with you, and I wish you luck. That's fine. Closure emails are fine. If it makes you feel good, if you want to do closure, I say go for it. You know, I think that's fine. And you say, I knew he was not interested in me anymore. That's okay. And I just shared with him that I liked him. That's all right. That's fine. For me, I think it's really appropriate to have a closure email. A gushy, weird one going, I knew you didn't like me, and I could tell that you know, putting guilt on him, that's not a good thing. If you're doing that, that's weird. But otherwise, if you're just having an appropriate closure email, go for it. I think that's lovely. I think you should do that. No, that's fine. It's all good. I mean, it's kind of classy to do that. Because you're acknowledging what the situation is. You're just saying, you know, I kind of get that if you're not that interested anymore, that's cool. I just wanted to, you know, say, hey, it's been great talking to you. That's appropriate, Natalie. So do it. Okay? All right, we're going to move on. Dear Dr. Michelle, I am recently divorced after being married for 5 years. I'm 31 years old and don't have any kids. After I found out that my husband cheated on me several times over a period of the last 4 years of our marriage, I decided I couldn't trust him anymore, and I asked him for a divorce. Okay. Alrighty. Some of my friends have been trying to fix me up with guys that they think I would like, but I'm pretty rusty on the dating scene. I'm still recovering from the hurt and insecurity my husband caused. Anyway, can you give me some advice on starting to date men again? Well, sure. I like to talk about this. And, you know, Carrie, it is tough. I mean, after you've been really hurt and tried to, if you knew that he was cheating and you forgave him one time and you tried to make it work and bypass that, and I'm not sure really what the history is with you guys, but if he begged for you to come back and wanted you to work it out with him, that's, you know, you were a trusting lady. You tried to make it work. It sounds like you really did. 5 years. But if he cheated on you for 4 years of that marriage, you found out. Yipes. Ooh. It is really difficult once our spouses or fiancés or loved ones who we are with in a long-term relationship cheat on us, because then it's really hard if we find out to forgive them. It's very hard to trust them further. So, yeah, I understand there's insecurity possibly that he has caused. Anyway, you know what? Here's the thing. Be okay with who you are, unless you can really clearly see that you were doing things in the marriage that turned him off. And you know what I'm saying? I gather you've never cheated on him. But if you were open and loving and kind and didn't withhold sex or affection from him and were difficult to be with, if you were a pretty nice lady to be with, then, you know, move on and get a little self-esteem therapy. Like the last person, possibly. So let me give you some advice for dating. Just be who you are. Don't lose who you are. Your first priority in a relationship, I think no matter what kind of a relationship you're in, just be yourself. And see, the thing is to do that, you'll need to really like yourself or love yourself by ensuring that you're ready to date before taking the plunge. You got to have a sense of self-worth and self-esteem to just be yourself and like who you are. So hopefully your husband hasn't made you feel like you're not worthy or unattractive or, you know, be who you are. Don't try to be something who you aren't. Take care of yourself. This is a real biggie. You know, try to look your best. Take care of your health. Try to stay active. So, you know, you don't have to be scary slim like everybody wants to be, but try to take care of your body. Look good, groom yourself. If you feel like wearing makeup, you look great. Put yourself together so you'll feel better about yourself. Okay? That's a really important one, too. Put yourself together. Be the kind of person that you'd want to date. Okay? Also, ensure that every date is fun. In other words, if you start dating somebody, sounds like your friends are pretty neat and they have some nice guys they'd like you to meet. Be open to new fun stuff. You know, like the guy who wrote me a little bit earlier. I guess it was Josh. You know, go skating. Go hiking. Go biking. Just do fun stuff. Make your date happy. You'll feel good. You know, when you feel good, you look good. It makes it attractive when you both are laughing and having a good time. You know? And studies have shown that when you take someone out on a date, the primary way that your date will determine the success of the event is how much fun you had. So if you're having fun and laughing and have a good time, you know, lighten up. This is not heavy stuff. You're dating. Lighten up. Keep it light. All right? Have a good time. And also, another idea for dating is, here's an idea, just communicate well and clearly and listen to what the guy has to say if you're going to go out with somebody. Listen to them. Even if you're bored and they're going on about themselves, just listen, be attentive. You know, you got to be able to communicate and show them that you're willing to listen to them. Hopefully you won't get a narcissist who's talking about himself the whole night. And then, well, you'll know where that's going to go and you're out of there, right? So anyway, Carrie, just try to communicate, have fun. And another biggie on dates is do not reveal too much personal stuff about yourself or your problems. Please keep it low and slow. Do not do that. Do not tell them about, how your family or father or mother abused you or any issues, or don't go into how your ex was a douche for 5 years, 4 years or what. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know, do not reveal too much personal stuff. You know, I have a client who years ago, I'm no longer seeing this client. She's doing a lot better now. Thank you. But she, and also thank to the psychiatrist she's seeing as well. She was going out with guys. Cute girl, starting out. But would tell them, usually on the first or second date, that she had bipolar disorder. You know, and that's, some people don't understand. You know, that's very scary. The media has misled a lot of rumors and behaviors of bipolar disorder. It can be a scary disorder, unless you are on your meds and you're stable. And she was. But she kind of started right. She thought it was her responsibility to point out right away that she had a disorder, just to warn them. And after one or two dates, they were gone. They were like, oh, crap, I don't want to take this on. You know, so you got to just, if you're doing well and you're feeling well and you're, don't reveal a lot of personal stuff. Be a good listener. Be appropriate. Keep it light. And then get to know somebody slowly. And take the intimacy slow, too, please. And if he doesn't want it that way, just dump. Dump him. Okay, girl? So just take yourself out there in the world. Start dating. Get a little self-esteem. Take good care of yourself. Keep it light. Have a good time. You know? And you got to show respect, attentiveness, kindness, and all that good stuff. You'll do fine. Sounds like you have some nice friends out there that want you to start dating. So, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here on LA Talk Radio. And what I'm doing today on this Free For All Friday is reading emails from you. And you found me here on LA Talk Radio. You can link on to my website, drmichelletherapy.com, where I talk about positive life changes. Yes, you make those changes through your actions and your thoughts. And also, you can click on the radio station here on Channel 1 and email me on my business email address, which is docmichelle@AOL.com. Just click on that link here. And I'm reading from all of the listeners who wrote me on that particular email address today. And, you know, just some of the problems that they've been having, I call them and ask if I could read their problems on the air. Some said, please change my name, which I have, and that's all good. And if you want to call in, cool, that's good. We're doing Free For All Friday on letters, emails, some texts. But you can call live if you have a question or problem, 323-203-0815. And we're moving on now. All righty, dear Dr. Michelle, I've been single for a while now. Oh, I like these dating site questions. I've joined quite a few free dating sites. Free? Okay. I either get matches by people from different states or from guys that are not in my age range. That happens. Or I get responses from guys who are not anything, like anything I would like. Or on the other hand, if I send a message to somebody, they don't reply back. What am I doing wrong? Okay. I don't know what you're doing wrong. But let me tell you some of the most probable reasons why you're not getting responses to your dating profile. And I'm going to put your name down as Katie. How's that, Katie? So you know who I'm talking about, girl. You're not getting responses to your dating profile, or you're getting responses from the wrong guys. Usually because you have not tweaked your wants on your dating profile properly. Or the free dating sites you're using aren't serving up their matches properly. You know, that's the problem with free dating sites a lot of times. There may be something off-putting in your dating profile. There may be something that's not quite... You got to tweak it, girl. You could be too picky. And or you might be better served by a pay-per-use dating site. So let's check these things out. Let's get into a little more detail. Okay, your dating profile searches may not be working properly because a lot of times free dating sites have either limited or they lack search engines that don't work properly. Okay, I don't know what you're using. There's like one that the free one's called Plenty of Fish. You heard of that one? Or OkCupid. Those are some of the top free dating sites, and they have great search options, but you kind of need to tweak the standard search options in your dating profile to make sure that you're getting high-quality matches, okay? So just ask somebody if you don't know how to do that. Go online. Ask them for their help. I'm sure they have help on the website, or ask somebody who knows what they're doing. Just got to tweak it a little bit. What else? You know, if you want to go, I'll tell you what. you got to tweak your picture maybe, because there's lots of studies out there. There's one that eHarmony did, and it says that men look at profile pictures first. Come on, girls, we do it too. Not we, because I've been married and I don't do that stuff. But it's fascinating to me when I find out about single friends, and, you know, they're going to go on and look at the picture. If they don't find the photo that they see appealing, they're not going to even bother exerting any effort into getting to know you better. And eHarmony found the results of the study so conclusive that they went from not housing photos on the site at all to requesting all users to post a photo of themselves. It may not be fair, but that's the way dating sites work today. It's just the way it is. They want to know what you look like. You know, if they're looking for a particular type and you're not it, they're going to blow you off because the date's not going to be good anyway, and they're going to be, even if they're talking to you or texting you or emailing you, it's going to be a strange, because their mind's on somebody that they would like. Okay? It's the way it works. Other profile issues include being negative, too negative. You know what I'm saying? Overtly sexual. That's a turnoff to a lot of ladies. Or are you going to get the wrong kind of guys responding to your ad? Too picky. Are you too picky? A lot of women have become a tad too picky when it comes to their relationship expectations. You know, I've talked to relationship headhunters and experts. They say a lot of times women are way too picky. I'm guessing from the way that you've worded your question that you've got a few kind of man-meeting criteria points. So try kind of cutting down your list of needs and wants for a first date to maybe 3 or 4. Something like within 10 years of your own age, okay, without significant red flags that would affect your personal safety, and within a specified geographic area. Okay, so because here's the thing. When I talk to clients, they say that when they've lessened their search criteria and they've opened up their mind to dating people that don't fall into their set type, they were actually able to meet the person of their dreams because they allowed a little bit more leeway. Okay, you really probably will get a better response on a pay-per-use dating site. And because the dating world, especially the online dating world, has really changed over the past even like 5 years. You know what I'm saying? There's so many users that a lot of free dating sites become totally overwhelmed. They're bloated with profiles that are no longer in use. They're fake, poorly crafted. You see the free thing? You see what I'm talking about? If money is an issue, sign up for one of the less expensive ones. You know, the pay-per-use dating sites, you get a whole different set of users. Okay? You'll know that they have some kind of financial backing, possibly, which makes you feel better. They've invested a little bit of money, you see? You get a little bit of higher quality pickings. Match.com's great. eHarmony's great. Lava Life is good. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of good ones out there. So you know, change your profile, maybe change your picture, but make it realistic. Just put a nice, you want somebody who's attracted to you for who you are, and you want a nice picture. I had a client years ago who really was an attractive young woman. She was an attorney. And she had the hardest time meeting guys in L.A., Los Angeles. Yeah, it's a tough place to meet singles in L.A. because everybody has to look like, a top model. But she was lovely. And she was ethnic, very ethnic looking. But she was gorgeous. But she had this picture of her on her website that was, didn't look like her. It was a different... It was taken in the summer, and her hair was lighter, and it was longer, and she didn't look like herself. So she had a lot of respondents initially, but then when she met them in person, she didn't look like her picture. So you change your profile. Get a good picture that looks like you. All right? A nice one. All right. Let's move on. This is LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Dr. Michelle. That's me, your friendly psychologist. And as we are every Friday at this time on the couch together, I'm answering some of your questions. I'm just giving you advice. We don't have a therapeutic relationship here, you and I. But I'm just answering some of your questions. You can contact me here at the station. Just go onto my website here on Channel 1. Yeah, Dr. Michelle. And click on to my business email address, drmichelle@aol.com, if you have any questions. We'll answer them for you on the air. I'll give you a call first, or I'll email you, ask you if it's cool. We'll change your name if you want me to do so. And we'll move on, and I'll try to help you out. Here we go. We're moving on. Dear Dr. Michelle, I had a really hard upbringing as a kid. My mom was an alcoholic who never stood up for me and my sister when our dad verbally abused us and always criticized us. My sister and I have pretty low self-esteem since we're always called losers and unattractive by our dad. How do we get over this feeling and find meaningful relationships with nice men who will love us? Thanks. All righty. It's tough, and it's very common. You know, it's really well known in the therapeutic community that negative statements from others totally erode our sense of self-worth. Children tend to believe negative assessments of who they are from their parents, and then they develop a poor self-concept when they're criticized on a regular basis. And then when people look at them differently, this is what you carry around in your life, and you're acknowledging it. You know, someone in a bad mood or someone who looks at you strangely, you may interpret as they don't like me or love me, but maybe they have gas that day. You see what I'm saying? You can. I know that was strange, but what you have within yourself is how you interpret the world and everything you see. So it could be a benign response. Someone else has got something else on their mind, but if they look at you strangely, you interpret it as they don't like you or love you. So you just have to continue to work on yourself, honey. And I know it's really tough. It's so common when one or two or both parents demean you, criticize you. It's about them, of course, and the way they feel about themselves. You know all that stuff, right, honey? It's about their self-hate, and they project that nasty shit onto you. And you need to tell your sister this as well, so you both can be a team. And if I were you, I'd go get some therapy from someone to build up your self-esteem and know that you are worthy. You see. I'm going to tell you something, too. Researchers estimate that it's really necessary for the ratio of positive to negative comments when we're growing up. Ready? To be at least 5 to 1. 5 to 1 to feel healthy about ourselves. You see this? So parents, if they're doing a lot of criticism to you every day and you're not worthy or they're angry and all that, you're going to have really a tough time. So we have to change how we think about ourselves. You see? What happens is when we hear all these negative messages daily, it's built into our neurotransmitters, and we automatically go there. So if you want to change, you've got to change of thinking about you and who you are, not about what they thought about who you are. Because sometimes after a while, if we're not around those parents anymore, which I get because you're 27, you're on your own, it seems like, the person eroding our sense of self-worth and limiting our potential is usually us afterwards. We repeat it. And then we find bad relationships to repeat it because it's comfortable. It's our self-talk. You know, the words, the inner dialogue we use when we think. That's what usually happens. We all have the inner dialogue. I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I'm not this, whatever. And it increases our stress levels. It limits our potential, colors our experiences. Everything is not good. And the relationships we try to find, we won't, because our minds have convinced ourselves that we're not good enough. So language can really color experiences for you. Okay? So you got to change your language about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you've been told, you're going to believe. So you have to talk nice. Make some positive affirmations for yourself. I know you may not be able to believe them right away, but find the really positive characteristics that you have and write them down. If you can't find anybody, ask your sister. She sounds like a good person to bounce things off of, because you guys are both in the same boat and you've talked about these problems with your parents growing up. So ask her what some of your positive qualities are and write them down if you can't see them. If you can find just a smidge of positive qualities that you may have, write them down. I don't care what they are, write them down. I am a really good writer. Whatever they may be. I am a very talented dancer. I have very pretty hair. Whatever it is, write it down. Just start somewhere. Not unrealistic things that you can't believe. You have to believe in these things, but start small and then get better. Better, better, better. Okay? When your self-talk is negative, you're going to perceive things far more stressful as well. Using self-talk that's optimistic rather than pessimistic manages your stress, makes you feel better about yourself. You'll project that out into the world. If you say, I can't handle this, nobody wants me, you probably can't, and they probably won't. Okay? And like I said, your subconscious mind tends to believe the thoughts it hears. Right? It's a limiting thought. So start getting out there. Stopping the negative thoughts, creating habitually positive internal dialogue, reduces stress. Also makes you feel better about who you are. You'll project that out into the world. You'll be a little less negative about yourself. So start doing that, honey. And get some help as well. I do ask a lot of people to go out and explore a therapy, especially if they've had abusive parents, because it's so common to really be down on yourself and not believe anything good or that you're worthy. Okay? Okay. It's kind of cool. This is just informational stuff. A question from listener. This is from Lisa. And she says, Dear Dr. Michelle, what are some ways to identify and deal with unhealthy relationships? What strategies can people use to enhance relationships? Alrighty. Well, let me tell you, Lisa, what healthy relationships consist of. Some of the points that healthy relationships. I guess you're asking me this because you're not in a healthy relationship or you're a little confused right now. So, healthy relationships usually involve people who treat each other with respect. They feel secure and comfortable. They are not violent or abusive with each other. They can resolve conflicts satisfactorily. They try to enjoy spending time together, doing nothing. Healthy relationships are where people can support each other and take interest in each other's lives and health and work and family and all that stuff. Trusting each other. Trust is the biggie, because that leads to respect. Okay? Communicate clearly and openly. Yeah. Honesty, of course, like we said. Honesty makes trust. Making healthy decisions about abusing your body or taking care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself and the other person wants you to, that's not a healthy relationship. Encouraging your lover or your relationship person to have other friends, that's great. Yeah, sure, go out with the guys. Not to the strip bar. No. Go out with your friends. Go bowling. Go watch the game. Have them come over here. You guys can have a game night. Go whatever. Have fun. Healthy relationships are honest about, you know, their lives opening up. Okay. Healthy relationships are able to lighten up. Healthy relationships are able to weather problems together and work it out openly. So how's that? Those are just some ideas. Alrighty. Now, if you're in an unhealthy relationship, I'm just trying to give you a perspective here. Is it Lisa? I'm trying to give you a perspective here. In unhealthy relationships, one or both of you try to control or manipulate the other. That's retarded. Don't even do that. You try to make the other feel bad about herself or himself. That's guilt. You ridicule them. You call names. You dictate how they dress. You don't make time for each other. You criticize your other's friends. Let's see. Yeah. Along those lines as well, unhealthy relationships discourage the other person from being close with other people, having friends, having other family members. What else? Oh, gosh. Yeah, over-possessiveness, overly possessive, and being overly jealous is really unhealthy. That means you have low self-esteem, unless the other person has shown you that they're untrustworthy. Yeah, if you try to control the other person in any way, don't control them. Verbally abusive. And that means shouting and yelling. If you can't control yourself while you're talking to someone, when they make you mad, you're sure occasionally all of us get pissed and the other person may hurt us or make us feel bad or something. Yeah, we get angry. Sometimes we yell, but on a consistent basis, and I'm talking once a week, that's even too much. Yelling. Weird. Really weird. Any kind of physical force or threats. That's sick. So I'm going to answer your question, Lisa, that it's kind of, it's not easy to decide if you're having a problem relationship, if it should be maintained the way it is or worked on or ended before it goes any further. But one thing to consider is if the relationship was ever different than it is now. I want you to think about that. So is there something stressful happening that could be impacting the way you interact? Have you changed? Are you causing your partner to react negatively because you've changed? Are you doing something different or weird? Do you have problems that you never resolved a while back and they're coming up and you were on good behavior? A lot of people on, you know, dating or when they get to know someone for a while, even 6 months, you know, you hear those horror stories. We got married and they were a different person. Because they were on good behavior and they wanted to get somebody who they could be committed with, and then they change. So you got to find out what particularly is bothering you with this person. And here are some of the things that I said that were healthy and unhealthy in relationships, just to give you a perspective. Now, on a more severe note, if your partner or whatever is harming you emotionally or sexually or verbally, just get out of there. You know, if they're encouraging harmful behaviors, like if they're alcoholics or they use drugs, unsafe sexual activity that makes you feel uncomfortable, get the heck out of that relationship. Get out. Get out, get out, get out. That's unhealthy. You want somebody who's healthy and going to be there for you in the long run. That's really most important to your life. Okay? So I hope I helped you out, Lisa. If you have any further questions or you know, comments, you'd like to respond to that, I'd appreciate it and if you also, guys, girls out there listening, if you have any responses to some of the folks who've emailed me and you want to help them out as well, whether it be helping out Rhonda or Natalie or Josh or Carrie, who else? Katie. If you want to help out some of these people who emailed me, yeah, go ahead and you can log on to my website is drmichelletherapy.com, drmichelle with two L's, therapy.com. Or you can find me here at LA Talk Radio. And just click on Channel 1. I'm right there. And you can easily be linked to my email address and comment on helping some of the people on the show or the show. Or if you have questions yourselves, I love doing Free for All Fridays because I'm really helping a lot of people out there. And I get a lot of good responses saying, hey, I didn't think that I had this problem, but when you started talking to Natalie or Lisa or Josh, it really helped me, and it put things in perspective about my life. So I always welcome that. So go ahead and email me. Let me know how you're doing, because I love hearing from you. We're just about out of time now, and this is Dr. Michelle. We've been on the couch, as we usually are every Friday at this time. It's so nice hanging out with you. And as I always do say about this time, you know, have a wonderful weekend. You can download this show anytime after this evening if you need a little refresher course. And do take care of yourself first. See, because you're not going to be good for anybody else unless you do. That's the point of this whole thing today, really. Get your self-esteem up. Take good care of yourself. Love that which you are, please. All right, this is Dr. Michelle. It's fun being on the couch with you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.